This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
My name is Eno Ogbeviri, and today we're talking health. Government is set up to ensure that the lives of people are protected, either through institutions or by policies of government. So the federal government has several health institutions. They call them tertiary health centers. And across the nation, we have teaching hospitals. We have one in Port Harcourt, as we do in other parts of the country. And quite recently, there have been very disturbing reports from the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. And we've spoken to a few people over the SALA break period. There was a report by someone whose family member was taking there and had to be admitted. He joins me via the phone, Mr. Paul Iche is his name. And he says he is going, or rather he has issued a one-week ultimatum to the hospital to ensure that they get the power supply right and constant to ensure that Nigerians who go there to access healthcare get the best that the hospital should provide. So we'll get into that conversation to find out why he's issuing a one-week ultimatum. What are the circumstances that has led to this? All right. Good morning, Mr. Iche. How are you?
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for joining us on the Crossfire this morning.
All right.
All right. So tell us how, you know, we got to you. I saw that online you released a some mini documentary about your experience, but tell the larger public today what exactly led to this action of yours.
Okay, of course. In case you hear some disturbing noise in the background, I'm in transit.
That's fine.
Doing some school runs, but it's okay. I will still go straight to the point. You know, during the salary break, I was at UPGH. My person of interest got admitted here. And shockingly, I had to go there that evening. And I remember asking my friend, Guy, but that wasn't even in the evening, it was in the afternoon.
Okay.
I went there in the afternoon, and on the staircase, there was total blackout. I thought, okay, perhaps this area has been, maybe they've discontinued their services. So I went back to the front desk. I said, please, so I'm going to a particular department. They said, it's still that way. So there's no sign of life there. So I tried going back again, only for me to see some touchlight. Okay.
Hold on. When you say touchlights, who was using the touchlights?
Touchlight became the only means of communication, of sighting, of seeing, of identifying. It was in two, you know the structure of UPGH. Perhaps it's the way it was built. There was no sign for, perhaps no window or limited flows of light. As when I went there, the only light you see happens to be a touchlight. Either phone touchlight or the conventional touchlight. Okay, perhaps it's just for the walkway. Until I was trying to get this particular department I was going to, a medical worker cited me, hello, please, I'm going to a particular place. They said, okay, where are you now? He had to bring out his own torch to identify who he was talking with. It was that crazy. So, okay, I felt perhaps it's on off the ward situation until I moved in and met my person of interest. We were only able to identify her with voice. So the way out was, I saw a flashing of torchlight here. I'm here. I thought maybe it was a situation that just happened. You get me? Well, everybody in this country knows the situation of power in this country. We all know. So I felt maybe there was an emergency outage. Until, I'm saying this confidently, throughout my stay at UPTH, there was never sighting of light by myself.
Wait, when you say throughout your stay, how many days are we looking
are you
at? Yeah. When you say throughout the stay, how many days
hello,
are
hello.
You, yeah, how many days are you talking about? Or how many hours?
I don't know if she, and are you there?
Yes, we can hear you. I can hear you clearly.
I don't know if she,
I can hear you. Keep talking.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. So we will reconnect in a bit. The network. Okay. So that's a person saying that they were there, and the only thing that they could use to identify each other was a voice and light from either a phone or a conventional torch. And where he was getting to was that he thought it was an emergency situation, but that throughout the time he was there for, there was no power supply. I know that we had tried to reach the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, and they said they were going to have a press conference. That was about a week ago now, I believe, or thereabout, and that is yet to happen. But well, we're going to reconnect with Mr. Che to find out exactly how long he was there for. If you're listening and you've accessed or tried to access health services at the University of Port Harcourt recently and you saw something that you think shouldn't have been, this is the time to speak out on this conversation. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. We're back. Thank you. Please go on. I was asking, how long were you there for? Because you said throughout the time that you were there, there was no power at all.
Yes, I was there throughout that solar break, precisely.
The whole Monday and Tuesday?
Say that again?
It was a Monday and a Tuesday.
On Tuesday. I was there specifically on Tuesday throughout.
Okay, did you find out if they had light on Monday and perhaps your Tuesday situation was an emergency?
As a matter of fact, even the medical workers were even telling you the situation.
What were they saying?
This has been the situation here, and it wasn't the issue. You know, like I said in my documentary, perhaps they felt I'm done with the videos. I've got things that I'm still going to release, because my anger was like I said earlier, I know we had some bad situation in this country.
Mm.
But if it's something, maybe you show some sign that, yes, there's a situation and you're working on it, perhaps you are rationing, you're doing something that's understandable, rather than the damage control ethic pattern I observe they are applying. Like, I am a first-hand witness. I've got videos. Aside that, I've got, you know, a whole lot of things. I wouldn't want to. So, like I said, I'm giving a week for you to change to precisely. I'm not even asking for anything much. Fix the power situation in your facility. Fix the power situation in your facility, not in ours, but in mine. And I know of crazy reference I wouldn't want to start making. I heard of the case of the lady on chemotherapy. What about the person that had a vaginal delivery? He is in touch.
Where?
When was
that?
During this time. During my time at UPTH.
And you're saying that the medical workers there were saying that it is not an emergency situation, that it's been on for some time.
Yes. As a matter of fact, some of them even sent an email and they were glad I came out. So I said, I don't need, you guys should speak up. They said, if you possibly speak out, there's a panel they bring up before you. For heaven's sake, you have a power situation. A hospital without light. What would you like in that? Now, like I said, I took time to go around the hospital.
Mm.
Now, you notice I wasn't making reference to the mortuary angle, the department for this, because they are gone already. So I don't want to say, I'm telling you, even the mortuary, region, had no power. So let's focus on this power issue for those who are alive.
Mm.
You know, like the video I shared on my personal page, Smartdown, some have seen it actually. Like, it's just a glimpse of what I saw. And I understand many of the damage control they've been applying. No problem. This young guy doesn't have a problem with anyone. I don't even know anyone there. I'm only saying it's what I saw. Not allegedly. I never saw power in my time at UPTH.
Okay, so if you did not see power, was there water?
I know, you are going extreme.
I'm asking you.
You are going extreme. If there is power, if there is no power, how do you get water?
Wow. So,
and the worst part, funny enough, you know, Nigerians are full up of always see opportunities in every opening. Mm. They now sell water for 100 naira.
How in buckets, in jerry cans, sachets? What, how, in what form?
Yeah, depending on the amount you're willing to let go. In either rubber, jerry can, whatever. I'm telling you, these are things. See, and you know my problem. If after the first time, yes, sincerely, I'll be fair to you. I've received some random calls, and I kept telling those who made those calls, it might be on their personal situation of ground, perhaps. Maybe they should represent the hospital, perhaps. And I told them, this young guy doesn't have any interest. I'm only saying, look, if that place is to be a police station, I would possibly say, okay, perhaps a place where some of these processes need to be managed, they could be without light.
They cannot be without light at a police station. Suspects will escape.
And I'll be coming to police them. We'll perhaps after you did this. So let me just focus on this issue. Now, the problem was, like I told one of the person I spoke with, it's simple. Instead of wasting this time going about trying to diffuse, trying to derail, trying to possibly talk about the litigation and go, bring it on. Focus on solving your problem. It's very obvious. Later, I heard they quickly went to put some rechargeable light on the staircase and go, don't do this because a media personality. Do it to save life, primarily. Do the right thing. It's not a political region. It's a medical, fix. Perhaps, like I said, I've been guided by my lawyer not to speak. I'll spill out a whole lot.
Okay.
And perhaps all I know is if they refuse to do something within this time, they shouldn't think it's just beyond about the video.
You no longer have to miss any moment.
And I could just possibly respond to this also.
All right.
It is to save the person or the people that goes to that place for medical attention. And no, if you say the light comes up, you got to a level, even a medical worker has to go and charge his phone outside.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Would you say that you're taking this too far?
I didn't get that. Say that again.
Would you think that you're taking this too far? I mean, you had a bad experience. Just walk away and hope that things will improve. You know why Nigeria now?
Yeah, then I must be a hypocrite. That's cowardism. That's wickedness. Walk away, that. For heaven's sake, we're in the media. We should be the voice of the voiceless. Those who are wealthy, now, there was a situation that happened. Let them know that I took time for this investigation before. Funny enough, the first post I made was, come on, this place is looking like a deserted region. The first picture alone would discourage you. Picture. Check my post on Facebook. The picture alone, you can see algae first in the building. Now, let's now feel power is luxury, perhaps. Why not possibly? Possibly. Perhaps in the night time that there may be need. I want people to know if the emergency will be more in the night than the day. Throughout the night, someone who came for medication, for treatment, would have to have his or her torch light on.
All right. Thank you for talking.
Nice.
Thank you for talking this morning. Perhaps we'll get back to you just before 9 o'clock. A commercial has to be
in. Before 9 o'clock? Okay. If I'm not, I said I'm in transit.
No problem.
I'm also trying to prepare to walk the same way you before.
All right.
Whatever happens, just let me know.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us. Commercial has to play. We're on Twitter at Nigerian4PH and on Facebook as well. Stay tuned.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. My name is Anna Ogbevery. We've got about 20 minutes to do this. The University of Port Hackett Teaching Hospital, several reports coming in recently. Maybe not too recently, but someone who was affected during the salary break has spoken to us, and he's saying that he's issued a one-week ultimatum to the hospital to improve and stabilize their power supply. We don't know what he'll do afterwards, but, you know, he joined me via the phone, Mr. Ichi. You've been affected. Have you been there? And you think that perhaps beyond the power supply, there are other aspects of the service delivery that they need to work on? Then join the conversation. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. Good morning.
Good morning, Nigeria.
Yes, you're on. Who's talking?
This is Daku calling from Abuja.
Dakuku, have you been to the UPTH for any medical needs recently?
I visited somebody there about 1 month ago.
Okay.
So it's still that hospital. My thing is so sad that such hospital, there was no light.
There was no light. Hold on. There was no light when you went there.
Okay.
There was no light when you went there to visit.
You
have mixed them up. It's a federal institution, domiciled in River State. Good morning. Hello? 0817-923-0002. I'll take calls now. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Enor. Hello.
Yes, who do we have on the line?
My name is Francis. I'm calling for Omar.
Okay, let's talk.
Yeah, okay. See, and so UPC, the management, apart from the power itself, like, that's the place that I don't want anything on this earth to ever take me to that place again. I'm also in that place. It's not the right thing for that. Come from the land. Do you understand? The way that thing to patients, you see me the shout at people, especially the laugh. That makes it
good, but
you need to
be listening.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Saying he doesn't want anything that will take him there. Well, Richard is in GRA. Richard, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Let's talk.
Yeah. The issue you are discussing about, I think it is so pathetic, and that is the country we find ourselves. I am even surprised that you've not heard much about this, because I visited somebody there not long ago. And this thing is not just a one-week thing. It wasn't just 1 week thing or 2 weeks. Somebody I visited informed me that thing has been like that. And there was a situation that occurred when this thing happened that about... children that were on incubator died because of a lack of power.
Well, the hospital has come out to say that's not true.
This is Nigeria. There will always debunk true stories, and there's nothing we can do about it. But the truth is that You know, people cannot just claim things like this. And since then till now, it has not been fixed. That will tell you that we are not serious about what we're doing. So we just find ourselves in a content where everything, anything can go on, and nobody can do anything about it. So but I think that is my take.
What changes would you like to see? You say you visited somebody there. What changes would you like to see, even as a visitor?
I think the attitude to work, the way we regard people's life is nothing to write home about. In fact, at a point, I made up my mind that nothing would take me to UPTH because of the attitude of a health worker in UPTH. I don't know about other federal hospitals, but UPTH particularly.
All right. Namdi's in GR as well. Namdi, good morning. Do you have an experience to share?
Yes, I have a terrible experience in UPTH. I think it is very difficult for somebody to call in a patient and say anything good about that hospital. My wife put to bed.
When was that?
In that hospital. Yes. Can you imagine a general section? You give a student doctor to do a trial and error. If you see the courts they gave my wife, if the person that is taking up this matter wants a proof, if you see my wife's skin, it's terrible. The same people had an operation of a baby, cesarean section too, but that's not my own baby. They have to cut the baby's face. It's terrible. When I say it's terrible, people tell you what they pass to a UPTH. It's better they just close it up. That's an attempted murder hospital.
Namdi, when was this?
My daughter should be about 2 years now.
So this was about 2 years ago?
I'm giving you a class information. I have a death certificate. My wife is still alive. It's terrible. When I say it's terrible, it is.
All right, Namdi, if you're on WhatsApp, send me a message now so that we can talk afterwards. Sorry about your experience. Good morning. You say you have proof. Good morning. Hello? Call again because the noise... the noise is louder than your voice. Okay, so call again. No, something isn't right. Call 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Those are the numbers to call. I have messages here. Let me read them. On Facebook, we're Nigerian for PH. On WhatsApp, 0809030646. Good morning. Now it's clear. Hello? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're Nigerian, Phil.
Okay. Concerning the issue of UPTH, I think the best way to describe UPTH is if somebody really, if you don't want your person to live anymore, just send the person to UPTH.
Isn't that an exaggeration?
To make the matter fast enough for the person to just die off.
Isn't this an exaggeration?
I lost my elder brother there 2 years ago. And it was just purely negligence and wickedness of the workers there. The nurse and the doctor just deliberately refused to treat him.
When you said deliberately refused to treat him, what does that mean?
I am telling you, this is somebody that, in fact, at the time we wanted to go to court on this issue. But after thinking of it, the person is already dead. Even if you go to court, the person will not come back to life. So, this is somebody that, okay, give this person treatment. They said they needed COVID test. Mm-hmm. So they did the COVID test in their own center there. Mm-hmm. The COVID test was negative. they saw it negative. Okay, that treatment is anything. They said the person, okay, they said the blood sugar was very low, or no, very high. They needed to bring it down. Do something to bring it down. Start commence treatment. This person drank like this, this person drank like this. After the person was dead, they were telling us that if we would have had it been, we met so-so person. Do we need to meet so-so person before they commence treatment? So the level that we have to go through, because it's an APC person, we have to now bring politics into it. To begin to go through APC chieftain in River State, to begin to go through somebody to reach the CM of the hospital before you commence the treatment on a patient. I think UPTH, I don't know. I'm talking about the bushes and the mosquitoes inside. This one is issue.
All right, we have someone calling from UPTH. Menane.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning. Yes.
Menane, yes.
Menane.
Yes. And I'm hearing you, I'm a patient in the world right now.
What's the situation?
The situation, what I will tell you is that the workers are diligent, the doctors are working very well. But the challenge is that there have been light problems. So without light, you know, you can't get water. So the toilets are dirty. Can't go in there and bathe or anything. I'll go down to bathe. I mean, I'm scared from. I go down to close to the pediatric ward where there's a tank. That's where I go and bathe outside.
You're bathing outside?
That's before. Then 5 o'clock, you go down and bathe. Otherwise, you cannot bathe.
So when you want to use the toilet, what do you do then?
I wasn't using the toilet. What I did is, I had to devise a way to go to the toilet. I had to go and buy extra bucket, enter the bathroom and pull on the toilet, on the box and pour it. But go to the toilet and pour it in.
And the toilet is not flushed.
Because by then I would have brought water, so I would use that water to flush the toilet myself.
So the toilet is not being washed
from the down floor.
So there's
considering
no...
the fact that I'm a patient, how do you expect to carry water for 3 floors?
Okay, no light, so the lift isn't working.
But right now there's light, so.
Okay. Did
we
you sleep with light,
light
though?
Yesterday night.
The brothers at
that
night.
That's the first time we have slept with light. I've been here for like 10 days now.
And the first time you slept with light was yesterday night.
Yes. I came here two Saturdays ago now.
All right.
And you buy everything from any syringe or whatever you want to use. And you see all the old things you want to do. At the end of the world, you have a fee you pay in the world. And again, our fee is $27,800. But you still buy everything. You buy cotton wool, you buy spirit, you buy needles, you buy hand gloves, you buy everything. And when you are going to, when they are deciding to, you pay all the other things that they will give you.
So what would you like to see improved since you're a patient now?
You see, the first thing is you find a way to reach the CM. What I learned is that the CM has not climbed to any floor. He sends you to check things for him. Let the CM walk around and see for himself so he can look for you. Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, so no lights. How did you sleep? Do you have a mosquito net? How do you sleep at night?
You buy a mosquito net. You buy a mosquito net. There are a lot of mosquitoes here. In fact, if you are sleeping, like that, will wake up you. Your first night, there will be a meeting. The mosquito will come and visit you. There will be a meeting in your bed. As they are killing one, there are 20 others fighting you. So you buy your mosquito net, wash it, and then you use it. There are shortage of even bedsheets too. And maybe the lockers are already bad too, so you don't have lockers by your bedside. The beds are not still functioning well.
When you say not functioning well, means you can't lift and, you know, relax it, right?
No, maybe for instance, you need to adjust it to keep you in a better position, in a certain condition. You cannot roll it up. Get it properly fixed, done.
All right. Thank you for calling. And get well soon and go home. you're not answering for.
Hello?
Put off the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're Nigeria Info. Okay. Have you had an experience? Okay. Let me read messages on WhatsApp. I got loads of them. But Facebook first. This one says they put on the light by 9:30 a.m. and put it off by 10 p.m. The CMD is more concerned about his letter. What is that? Joy Samuel saying he doesn't care. You need to come here and ask staff here. Don't mind anything they would say. No lights. Okay, they put on the gem by 9:30 a.m. and it's off by 10 p.m. I work at GPTH. It has not been light for like a month plus. That's on Facebook. Ken SBIMS says, it's unfortunate to see a public health institution as this experience bad management. And until this country stops using government institutions as an avenue for political patronage, we won't improve in service delivery. That's on Facebook. On WhatsApp, we have... why are we alarmed by the sorry state of the UPTH? Is it not a true reflection of the state of the nation? Then long things. Okay, someone is asking why UPTH is being talked about. Undulwe Ozomena, first of all, it is a federal institution and people go there to get health care. So we must talk about it. The same way you go to a police station and you're treated poorly, and we will talk about it as well. It's a government institution. It is put there and it's funded by taxpayers' money. And then taxpayers have a right to ask and demand improved services if they believe that there is none, as you may have clearly heard from those who have called in. The poor management of UPTH is extremely bad. I was on admission for 1 month, precisely 31st of May to 29th June. I never used water because there was no water. I was fetching water outside the facility. During the weekdays, they put on the gen from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. till the next day, 9 a.m. again, and there'll be no light during weekends. I forced my discharge because of the rate of deaths as a result of no light to work, especially at night. It was scary. And now tell me, how can one doctor be on call in the night, covering from emergency to the last ward? It's so bad. Please visit and confirm things yourself. Physiotherapy department has never had light to work on their patients. I'm one of their patients. Even yesterday I was there. Manual training, too bad. Okay, he's even talking about washing of bed sheets there. Let's see if we have anyone on Twitter. We're at Nigeria Info PH. Let's see. No tweet. Okay. So I have to wrap this up. Last time we got in touch with the hospital, they said they were going to have a press conference. Let's see what happens when that eventually does take place. Would the patients see better service while they're there? Would their family members be satisfied with the service that is rendered? Is left to be seen. But we spoke to Mr. Eche, who visited, had a family member there during the salad break, and said he's giving the hospital 1 week to improve and stabilize its power supply. After the 1 week, if anything happens, of course, we'll let you know. But we hope that between now and then, something urgent is done. There are things you can postpone. When it comes to life, health, and well-being, it's as a case of emergency as it could be. Thank you very much for joining the conversation. My name is Enoh Gbevire. Good morning.